As always the case, those of you that know me know I don't say this often enough, but we have a lot of people working very hard trying to do the right thing in this draft, and a lot of those guys you don't know, but I appreciate their work, and I thought I just wanted to say that publicly and just for my benefit and theirs. Anyway, I guess we'll open up to questions. I can make a speech.
Can we start with your comments about Adams, the second rounder? What you like about him?
I liked him a lot. I mean, you watch the tape, and they had a pretty dynamic offense this year. I can't quote you the number of pass catches he's had over the last couple of years, but it's remarkable. I'm not so sure he didn't lead the nation or come in second or third or something like that. But I think his ability to catch the ball, first and foremost, that's something that we look very closely at when we're looking at receivers or tight ends or backs, is their ability to catch the ball. And I think he's remarkable at that. I think he'll fit in with our group very well in that regard, and we'll see how it goes. You know, again, like all these guys, they're all rookies, and they're not going to stand up here and say this guy's going to do this and be all that. First, they got to get to know our team and compete and make the team, but we feel really good about the pick. Don't jinx us.
Do those guys all share a certain quality, or is there any thread that goes through the Jennings and the Cobb and the Nelson?
Why? Well, athletically, they're similar in some respects and different in others. Again, if you get back to it, their ball skills are all remarkable. You know, Jordy and Randall and like you said, Greg and those guys. That's first and foremost thing that we look for. So if I was going to get stuck on one thing, it'd be that. But they're good people. All those guys that you mentioned and are good people and good teammates, and that's what this kid's supposed to be too.
Is that a good place to get, generally speaking, wide receivers that – talented guys that don't make it in the first round fairly effectively?
Well, I mean, it's worked out that way for us, and for the most part, I can't remember where, I'm sure somebody else will remember for me, but I can't remember where we didn't come out on top on that one, but we've had some good fortune, and it's a credit to those young men.
Ted, Rodgers made the move to wide receiver past year. Did it help expose his pass-catching ability?
Not so much. You could see it in the tape from the year before. He is, again, like I said about Adams, Richard's a very, very good pass catcher. And he's a really good athlete, good genetics. And we think he's going to be a good addition to our group of tight ends.
Separated Thornton from some of the other guys on the board?
Oh, different things. We have all kind of characteristics and things like that. But Kyrie kept catching our eye. And, you know, he played on a team that didn't win very many games and that sort of thing. But he's extraordinarily quick off the ball. And has the ability to penetrate and get in the backfield and pursue laterally and that sort of thing. So we think he gives us a chance to have a little juice.
Your offense for the past few years is consistently ranked, you know, way up in the league. Your defense has been down a couple times, but you added two guys kind of playmaking positions on offense. What's the thinking there?
It's just quite literally we pretty much stayed with the best player available at the time. or what we consider the best player.
Can Thornton be a five technique in your base defense?
I think he can. You know, you'd be better served asking the coaches that. You know, that they're a little bit better at it in terms of critiquing that sort of thing. But he's an active guy, and he can pursue, and he's got some range to him. So I think so.
Is there something special about a guy's character when he's a team captain on a team that loses 22 in a row? You pick that up when you talk to him?
I never thought about it that way. But I think it's good if they're team captains. You know, I think that shows the respect that his peers have for him. That's a good thing.
Ted, how difficult was it to go through this class of wide receivers and pick what you wanted out of each guy? Were there a lot of similarities in guys because of the abundance of talent at that position, or was it easy?
Well, I suppose in some respects there were similarities amongst some of them, but they come in all different sizes and shapes, and there are a remarkable number of them that were very, very productive. And the old Jimmy Johnson saying when he was coaching with Dallas, you know, and they had great draft years, you'd ask him what he looked at, and he'd go production, production, production. And, you know, most of these guys had a lot of production. Some of the fellows were very talented and maybe had only had production for a year, and some of them for 2 years and some of them for more.
Ted, is the Rodgers selection an indication that you will not bring back Michael Finley? You ruled him out?
Well, I don't necessarily think the two were tied at all. We were just trying to pick a good player.
You still hold out hope that Finley could play?
Yeah, I mean, we all hope that everybody will be fine. We don't know. We'll see.
Ted, when you go in, you always talk about the best player available, but we look at the three picks you have, and you needed some depth on the defensive line. You needed a starting safety, and now you've got a tight end. How did things play out over the last 2 days that allowed you to take your best player or one of your best players on your board, but also get guys that filled some needs for you?
Yeah, it literally just sort of worked out that way. We've talked about this before. There are times when, you know, if it's close, you know, we're going to lean towards the place where we think we need a little more help. But here and in this day and age in NFL football, you can't get too concerned with that, in my opinion, because the problem being is you might think you're all fat and happy today. You may have all three or four of these guys that you need, and then by the time you get them to training camp, we've got sprained ankles and bumps and bruises, and all of a sudden you don't have those guys that you were counting on. So I think the best policy is to try to stay with as much quality as you can.
Ted, were you battling any temptations to make any moves up or down over the course of these 2 days, or the picks you had to spread out to make that feasible?
Yeah, there were phone calls like there always are. There were offers made by us a few times, by the opposing teams a few times, and it was more, you know, we'll see when it gets to our pick, or we'll see when it gets to their pick, and it just never worked out, you know. We definitely think there's value in compensatory picks, and without getting into too specifics, we keep in mind what's going on and what we've done, what we haven't done in free agency. Sure. I think everybody probably does that.
Ted, what does the selection of Thornton mean for the future of Johnny Jolly and Ryan Pickett?
Again, like the previous question, I don't think the two are necessarily tied.
Some pretty young guys the last 3 years now into that mix. How do you feel about kind of the youth movement you have up front?
Well, I don't know if it's a youth movement, but I feel pretty good about our group, and we'll see. You know, now we got to go play.
Okay.